before we go into closed session, we just have to discuss safety, about the fence, we talked a little bit about that.
We can talk about that in close, we need to go into closed session, like, with
no. No, so what would you like to
I'd just like to know what is our plan? I heard you refer to it, but I
okay.
Before John does that, let's set a little bit of the stage. So there's two species of penstemon, and which is a snapdragon. Essentially, it's a wild snapdragon. And Grahams and White River, that there's a concern amongst the environmental community that these plants are threatened to become extinct. So they've petitioned for a listing of the Endangered Species Act. Now, under the Act, plants are only protected on federal land. So even if they were listed, the listing would only apply to plants that occur on federal land, or if there's a federal nexus. And that's where they get us on this, because even though most of the oil sands or tar sands, oil shale development would occur on non-federal lands, they have to get across federal lands with their utilities, with their access, and they would consider that a federal nexus, and so they would draw us into Endangered Species Act compliance because of that nexus.
How many acres?
Thousands. So that's the underpinnings of how we get dragged into an endangered species issue in this case.
So the not only have the environmental groups petitioned for a listing, but there are two separate court cases for the two species that have directed the Fish and Wildlife Service to make a listing determination. And the service has published a Federal Register notice that in which they say they believe that the plants do qualify for listing as threatened species. So the service has taken a formal action to start the listing process. Uinta County really has been the driving force in trying to get a conservation agreement. And the basic concept that the county has had is that we have a pretty good idea about, number one, where plants are, but number two, which mining properties are likely to be mined in the next 15 years. In oil shale, really, these plants live on top of oil shale. They eat oil shale. And so if you're going to engage in surface mining of oil shale, you're going to disturb the plants. And what Uinta County has been saying is that we know where the mining is likely to occur in the next 15 years. And if we can buy protection for what's likely to be mined, when I say protection from the effect of a listing on the land that is likely to be mined in the next 15 years by conserving some land for the term of the agreement that isn't going to be mined in the next 15 years, which then buys you, there's no science right now on your ability to reclaim surface mining or to transplant the plants. You can buy 15 years to get that reclamation done, reclamation science done. You can allow the current mining, which is Red Leaf, Anafit, and Tomco, which is a licensee of the Red Leaf technology, then you basically not harmed yourself because you're getting the ability to mine where you're going to be wanting to mine anyway, and you're protecting something that wouldn't be disturbed. So that's the basic concept. Is you've got a 15-year agreement that's going to buy for all of our miners the ability to strip mine and destroy any penstemon that are located on those sites in exchange for some conservation on federal sitla and private
lands. There's no transplanting, it's just you're conserving this and another area. And say,
yeah, there will be an attempt to using company funding to develop the science to see if you can transplant them. And apparently, I mean, there's some plants. Do you know the fertilizer or the soil amendment product called Utilite? They apparently grow well. There's some plants growing at Redview Garden that have been transplanted and that have done well.
I just noticed in the last week, there's all kinds of Utilite trucks going through the Juneau Basin. I passed two this morning, I passed two yesterday going home. So there's a lot of Utilite out there.
But there's no science. But anyway, mm-hmm. So the concept is to develop some protection zones that still will allow, I mean, the other important thing to note is that from an oil and gas perspective, the agreement will still protect the ability to develop oil and gas. What we're really talking about here is surface mining. And I guess the final thing to talk about is, a couple of things. Number one, the agreement, and this was the most difficult thing to get the service to agree to, the agreement has a provision that if the plants are listed, notwithstanding the conservation agreement, i.e. if an environmental group sues and wins and the service has to list, the conservation agreement blows up. We are released from all obligations. So what that is intended to be, frankly, is a club to go and say to the environmental groups, if you guys go ahead and challenge this, if you win, you lose. And we're hoping that will bring some of the more constructive environmentalists away from the court system and into accepting this. Second thing, the board will be asked down the road to pass an implementing regulation, which I would describe as similar to what Uinta County will be doing. They will be passing an overlay zone for the cooperating private landowners, of which there are a lot, that will for the term of the conservation agreement, so 15 years or until a listing decision, whichever is shorter, that will codify the conservation agreement. And we will agree to do the same thing. So we'll be coming back to you on that in a couple of months. Right now, the conservation agreement will be put out for public comment in May in the Federal Register and won't be signed until sometime probably in August. Assuming the service, it is a little bit up in the air whether the Fish and Wildlife Service in Washington will agree with what their local people have come up with.
The Enefit block is, just to remind you, the block that's covered by the ODA you approved last night, the oil and gas ODA. And John's going to add some language to the agreement discussing the Pennsylvania situation. Don't think it's going to overly affect them at all, but we are taking it into account.
For the conventional oil and gas company, they're going to have restrictions or comment or something?
On a portion, there will be some there, surface.
Yeah, there's just a small portion on one edge.
Yeah. They're happy with it?
Yeah. I think they're fine with it.
I was just going to say before we go into closed session, if we could take a break, check out one.